Even if I struggle and I try to do without you, I cannot do without you. No matter what. No matter how hard I choose. Because there are times you want to struggle to do without God. You want to do your own thing. You want to marry your own way. You want to just do all your own thing. It's not possible. You are my everything. You are everything to me. In everything. In ministry. In marriage. In business. In family. In everything. You are everything. Lift up your hands.
You are everything to me. In everything. What can I do without you? No matter how hard I choose to try. You are everything to me. In everything. What can I do without you? Just to try, you are everything to me, in everything.
Lift your hands high. That one that is everything to you in everything, his name is Jesus. Lift that hand high and whisper the name of the one that is everything to you, Jesus. His presence is heavy. His touch, his hand. Yes, Lord. I feel his love so strong. One is asking, Lord, do you really love me? I feel that love so strong. Lord, do you remember that I exist? Do you care for me? I feel his care. I feel his love. That is translating into his help, his mercy. Compassion is flowing. And compassion is behind healing, is behind deliverance, is behind restoration. Yes, Mahashabagaya da 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 da. Is behind the help of God. Receive his love right now. Receive his love, that's right. Receive his love right now. Receive his love right now. Receive his compassion. Receive his mercy. Receive his help right now. And when I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive, and place your hand on your head or your heart, whatever, and receive his love right now. Receive his mercy right now. Receive his visitation right now. Receive his touch right now. Father, let it be. Are you ready? Nahashaka, in the name of Jesus, I receive. Receive his love. Receive his mercy. Receive his compassion. Receive now. In the name of Jesus, I receive. Receive. Yeah. Father, we give you the praise. Receive. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name, wave your hands and give him the praise. I see healings. I see deliverances. I see miracles. I see testimonies. We might take them at the end of the service, but something already happened. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Hallelujah. In his presence is fullness of joy. I can just remain with this melody and this song just all day. But let's go into the word. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Sister walking at the towards the back there. Come. Hold on the scripture first. Why are you walking like this? What happened to your leg? No, what happened to your leg? Oh, really? Okay, remove that. Remove the leg. And you can't plant this leg on the ground. Lift your hands. Huh? It's hurting you. Do you believe you can be healed now? Power! The Holy Ghost. How many people received the visitation of God just now? Something happened to you. This one, the way she's walking, is just fear now. Pain is gone. Walk back. Walk normal like a soldier. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Walk normal like a soldier. Give the Lord the praise. Upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. I think she walked. Don't wear that thing again if that is what injured you or if it is causing the injury. Carry it with your hand and walk. We'll give you a new shoe after service. She's coexisting with the causative agent. What caused the problem? She's still with it. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. By the end of this service, everyone here who came in here today with a pain, you will confirm that the pain is gone. You came here with a growth, you will confirm that the growth is gone. You came here with a pressure, you will confirm that that pressure is gone. Acts chapter 20 and in verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God. And to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. Is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. We are looking at the dividends of the Word of God. The dividends of the Word of God. Our objective is unraveling the profitability of the Word of God. The profitability of the Word of God. The Word of God, in addition to the presence of God, are the most precious gifts of God to man. The Word of God, the presence of God. They are the most precious gifts of God to man. Whatever, what God can give you that is more than money and more than anything is His presence and His Word. The importance of the Word of God is such that the Word of God is the name of the Son of God. Jesus is called the Word of God. John chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Talking about Jesus Christ, He is the same as the Word of God. So the value of the Word of God is the same as the value of the Son of God. Very important. Is the same. The value of the Word of God is the same as the value of the Son of God. Our objective today is to identify the dividends, the benefits, the profit we stand to experience when we give the Word of God its rightful place. If I give the Word the place of reading, hearing, meditating, acting on the Word, declaring the Word, and we'll come to that in the course of the study later, what to do with the Word. Reading, hearing, meditating, declaring, acting. When I give the Word of God such a place in my life, what do I stand to gain? What are the dividends of the Word of God? Number one, the Word of God builds, the Word builds up the saint. It builds up the saint. What is the meaning of that? We just read it now. I commend you to God, Acts chapter 20 verse 32, and to the Word of His grace that is able, which is able to build you up. The Word of God is the spiritual building block of the spirit man. Is the raw material for the building of the spiritual life. Matthew chapter 4 and in verse 4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. That is, if you want to be built up, if you want to be fed, you feed on the Word. Job chapter 32 and, chapter 23 and in verse 12, he said, neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Many of us are looking fresh in the physical, looking well dressed in the physical, looking robust in the physical. But most people are looking very dry in the spirit, lean, weak. The difference is the Word. if God should give, should open our eyes to see our different sizes in the realm of the spirit, we realize that we weigh differently. And the difference is in the word content, the word ingestion. The word builds up the saint. It's our spiritual building block. Number two, the word delivers the inheritance of the saint to them. Delivers the inheritance of the saints to them. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and give you your inheritance. The word of God is the container of the details of our inheritance. The details, what belongs to you in God, is confirmable by the word, the details of our inheritance. It does two things to you. The word of God shows you what belongs to you and empowers you to take them. Shows you what belongs to you in God. Shows you what you are to expect in God. And empowers you to take them. Empowers you to take them. You see, in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29, he said the things that are revealed belong to us. See, God reveals them to you and then delivers them to you. The things that are revealed belongs to us. There is no way to know what is ours, let alone take delivery of them. No way to know. Kenneth Copeland read the scripture and he came across Isaiah chapter 58. Where, I believe verse 15 or something, where he said, it will cause you to ride in the high places of the earth, that he might feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. The high places of the earth. He was a pilot. He is a pilot. He trained as a pilot. And he saw that verse 14. Then thou shalt delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth. And feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. So he saw himself riding, saw himself flying. That to him means that God wants to give him an aircraft. By that revelation, the man has not just flown in the air for donkey years. He had given out almost 20-something aeroplanes free of charge to other people. What you see out of the world determines what you will see out of life. Things don't happen to people by chance. God will first show it to you in the world and then hand it over to you in life. So the word delivers the inheritance of the saints to them. I am aware that the earth is the Lord's. I saw that in scripture. So I became very convinced that nobody owns any property. God owns everything. And God, everybody holding any property is caretaker. God is the owner. So if God needs it, no man can keep it. That's the basis where we can get any land anywhere by his mercies. The word delivers the inheritance of the saints to them. Number three, the word of God empowers the saint to function. Empowers. The word of God empowers. It is the transmitter of divine power. Divine power. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and in verse 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4. He said, where the word of a king is, there is power. There is power. And we are dealing with the King of Kings. Luke chapter 4 and in verse 32. Luke chapter 4 and in verse 32. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. His word was with power. Luke chapter 4 and in verse 36. And the Bible said, and he spake And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what word is this? What a word is this? For with authority and power, he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. Hebrews chapter 1 and in verse 3, the Bible says, he opposed all things. He opposed all, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. The word of his power. The word of God is the word of power. Hebrews chapter 4 and in verse 12, the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Powerful, powerful, powerful. The power question is answered by the word. The power equation is answered by the word. When you are word filled, you are power filled. To be word filled is to be power filled. To be word loaded is to be power loaded. And to be wordless is to be powerless. You know, people have an understanding of what they think power means. I was invited to do an interview some time ago at a radio station. And they were asking me, we see there is a lot of power in your ministry, a lot of miracles, a lot of things happening. What can be the secret of power? What can be the secret? When I started talking, since I didn't mention fasting yet, the interviewer was not impressed. I said, you should carry the presence of God. Someone should be, you know, have, and so on. I was talking. Okay, what about fasting? You see, people have some view. I have seen people fasted for 40 days and no result. Take your seat. Fasted for 21 days, no result. Fast for 40 days is like carrying a big general purpose machine gun. No word, no bullet. You can pray for duration, but no revelation of the word means no bullet to fire. One day I walked into the church, in the Rewan church, and I told them, I said, as I just walked in now, sicknesses just left. I just said like that. Walking in now, sicknesses just left. If you have been healed, come out. They began to troop out a mass. So I myself got a bit concerned. So I said, wait a minute. I didn't say if you need prayer, come out. I mean if you have been healed, come out. Then they trooped out the mall. All manner. Tumors disappeared. Deaf ears opened. Either couldn't see seen. What happened? I fasted very well before I came, not necessarily. I just saw something in the scripture for that morning. That Peter was walking on the streets of Jerusalem and his shadow healed the sick. I saw that it turned my head. Shadow of a person healed sick and I'm here trying to struggle for someone to be healed. I was so loaded with that light, and light is reflective. So loaded with that light, and that light translated into power. And when I stepped in with that, you see, when you carry light, you don't need to ask darkness whether he saw it. When you are coming with light, demons can see it as you are coming. They can feel it as you are coming. They can sense something as you are coming. They are realizing this is not business as usual. Am I communicating at all? So stop thinking that until you have fasted, you have not, you can't access power. Fasting is important. Because this kind goeth not by fasting and prayer. So now what are we talking about? Carry the big machine gun. And then carry the bullet around your neck. And just be firing it. You know that bullet around the neck? Just strap it around the neck and just let it be going. What do they call it? Belt of ammunition. Just carry the belt of ammunition round your neck and let it be firing. Am I communicating? Don't downplay the word anymore. One verse of scripture can answer what your 20 days fast didn't answer. Did you hear what I said? One verse, one light that came with fire. It just fired into your spirit. All of a sudden, you saw what you never saw before. And it came with an unction. And that unction, when Jesus said, launch your net into the deep for a drought, what happened? The fishes have to arrive. Revelation carries the unction to perform. Revelation carries the unction for manifestation. Every time a fresh light comes, it carries with the ability to make it happen. I see someone coming with light today. I announce to somebody today, in the name of Jesus, you are stepping into a realm of power, a realm of light, a realm of revelation that will grant you the kind of power that will change your story. You believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. You believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. That was number three. The word of God empowers. Listen to function number four is like unto that. The word of God equips for kingdom service. It equips for kingdom service. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and in verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and in verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly or thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I think it was the Philip Modern English translation that says, the word of God is the comprehensive equipment of the man of God to make him fit fully for his assignment. The comprehensive equipment of the servant of God. Acts chapter 4 verse 13. Peter and John, having stayed with Jesus, got into a boldness that made them to fulfill their assignment. Peter and John, Acts chapter 4 and in verse 13. And when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. Study to show yourself approved of God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. Study to show yourself approved. Study to show yourself approved. Study to show yourself approved of God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. So there are a few things I'd like you to know. First, that to be thoroughly equipped for kingdom service, the word of God is a necessity. To be thoroughly, completely equipped for kingdom service, the word of God is a necessity. To serve God well, the word of God is a necessity. To serve God well. Whether it's choir, whether it's ushering, whether it's counseling, soul winning, full-time ministry of the preaching of the gospel, the word of God is necessity. Secondly, the word of God, to be approved in kingdom service, to be approved. It's one thing to serve. It's another thing for God to approve your service. To be approved of God in kingdom assignment, the word of God is a necessity. To be approved of God. Not to do things and you are doing it your own way. Not to do things and you are doing it the way you feel like you should do it. To be approved of God. For God to give you a pass mark in his work, you need the word. Because it's possible to do the work and not be approved. When you do it with pride, when you do it with arrogance, when you do it with applause, people clapping for you in mind, to be approved of God. And then, to do the work and not be ashamed. A workman that needed not to be ashamed. To do the work and not be ashamed. The word of God is needed. To do the work and not be ashamed. The word of God is needed. There are so many people that are working for God and they're almost ashamed. It appears as if they are lying against God, that God called them. And there's nothing to show that God called them, because there's no result. You know, but to do the work and not be ashamed. The word of God is needed. I preached a message, I think 2 weeks ago, in Ghana at Bishop Dag Howard Mills ministry, and very, very impactful. And I want that message possibly to be played on our television channel. It's very, very, very impactful. I've had testimonies. It had to do with different categories of kingdom service and kingdom assignment and where people find themselves to be. To do the work and not be ashamed. The word of God is needed. Somebody say a loud amen. Finally, for this morning, number 5. For this service, we'll look at another 5 in the second service. The word of God is the prophetic roadmap for destiny. The prophetic roadmap. What is the fifth dividend of the word? Is the prophetic roadmap for destiny. The prophetic roadmap for destiny. The meaning of that is, the word of God is prophetic. And the word of God is your roadmap for destiny. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20. 2 Peter chapter 1. Maybe verse 19 first. He said we have a more sure word of prophecy. The word of God is surer than anything, a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Until the day dawn, a more sure word, knowing first that no prophecy of scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So the word of God is prophecy, is prophecy, is prophecy, and it is prophetic. Isaiah chapter 46 verse 9 on to verse 10. I am the Lord, remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God. I haven't finished, he just jumped. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning. In my word, how things will end, I say it from the beginning. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. Saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Genesis tells you how things began. Revelation tells you how things will end. And everything in between, Genesis and Revelation, how to function in between, is in between. Am I communicating? This is how the earth began. This is how the earth will end. And this is how to live in between. Someone say amen. So the word of God shows you how your life should be, and shows you how you are expected to end. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. It says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. For example, inside the word of God, you are not permitted to end in misery. You are not permitted to end miserably. The end of your life is not permitted to be worse than the beginning. For the path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. They go from strength to strength, not strength to weakness. Your destiny is to end in strength, not to end in weakness. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before the Lord. Somebody say aloud, amen. Lift up your right hand and say, I shall end well. Say it louder, I shall end well. Say it loudest, I shall end well. I shall end well. I cannot end in misery. I cannot end in affliction. I cannot end in pain. I shall end in success. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. What have we said so far concerning the word of God? The word of God builds up the spirit of the saint. And then the word of God delivers us the inheritance of the saints to them. And the word of God empowers the saints to function. The word of God equips for kingdom service or assignment. And the word of God is our prophetic roadmap to destiny. What is the counsel this morning is twofold. Number one, make the word of God the topmost priority of your life. Topmost priority of your life. Job chapter 23 verse 12. Topmost priority of your life. Neither have I gone back on from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of my mouth, of his mouth, more than my necessary food. That is, food cannot cross this mouth until word has crossed my spirit. Okay? Food can't cross. It has been my habit for many, many years. It's not, I can't have an appetite for food no matter how hungry I am. Until, in fact, the conscience can't allow me to eat the food until word has been eaten. Do you understand? So there are times where the two are going hand in hand. Hand in hand. Make the word of God the topmost. If possible, don't hear from a man until you have heard from God. You are reading text message first. Supposing it is disastrous text in the morning. Bad news. You started the day with bad news. And the beginning sets the pace for the end. Please take your seat. You're already doing phone call. You haven't done any prayer yet. You haven't spoken to God. You haven't heard from God. Ayo, ayo, ayo. Are you there? How was the night? You have started the day already. You started before you were ready to start. Martin Luther, the first one, not king, the reformer, he said, I have so much to do today that I need to spend 3 hours before God before I start the day. Can you imagine that? I have so much to do today. For us, it's the opposite. I have so much to do today, I don't have time to pray. His own is, I have so much to do today, I have to pray very well so I can do all the things very well. Make up your mind to give that word of God the topmost priority of your life. Before I came here this morning, I irrigated my heart and spirit and mind with word. Not word that pertain to this service. My personal eating, personal edification. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? This is the topmost priority of your life. Smith Wigglesworth said, he can give anybody any amount if you ever catch him without a copy of the Bible in his possession. If you ever catch him, just anything you want, let me give you if you catch me without a Bible per time. And not Bible for carrying, no, Bible for reading. No wonder he walked in so much power. When you give the word his place, God will give you your place. Your place in the land of the living. Give the word of God his place, God will give you your place. Secondly, ask God to open your eyes to see out of the word the things you never saw before. Open my eyes, Lord, to see wondrous things out of your law. Ask God to open your eyes to see out of the word what you never saw before. Psalm 119 verse 18. He said, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. There are many things in the Bible, but you need to be careful to see them. There are times I am listening to the Bible, reading by listening to the Bible, and I realized that I went too fast. So I decided to return back to where I read before. And realized that there were things that I passed that I never heard, I never saw, by returning back to read them again. Open my eyes, that I might behold wondrous things out of your book. He will open your eyes today, and something will change in your life. Lift up your right hand and begin to worship him. Begin to honor him. Begin to adore him. Begin to worship him. Worship him, honor him, adore him. Shakokobalaya. Worship him. Just worship him.
Oh,
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Speak to God. I need your voice. The voice from your word. The voice from the Spirit. Let me hear your voice. Let me hear your voice from your word. Let me hear your voice from the Spirit. Let me hear your voice from your word. Let me hear your voice from the Spirit. Let me hear your voice. Open my eyes to see wonders.
Oh,
I feel God's presence very heavy here. Lift your hands high. I see fresh oil for insight in the world. That's right. Power of the Holy Ghost. Fresh light, fresh light, fresh oil for light, fresh oil for insight, fresh oil for light, fresh oil for insight, fresh oil for light, fresh oil for revelation, fresh oil for light, fresh oil for insight. It's being released. Receive it, receive it now. Mahashabagadalala. Help out. Yes, Master, we give you the praise. Healings have been received again. Miracles have been received again. Children have been received again. Deliverances have been received again. Marital settlement is happening. God is breaking yokes of addiction, yokes of oppression. Ancestral curses are broken. Generational curses are being broken. The spirit of poverty, empty-handedness, wretchedness is being broken right now. Everywhere you are, something is being broken. Something is being broken. Something is being broken. Something is being broken. Lift up your hands and receive the touch of His power. When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream touch and place your hand on your head. Father, let it be. Let it be. Let the touch of His power come upon you right now. The touch of His power. Let it come upon you right now. In the name of Jesus. Touch. 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 Receive His touch. Receive the touch of His power. The touch of His power. In Jesus' name. Something just happened now. Something happened. I want you to check yourself. Confirm your healings of all pains, all tumors, all growths, all afflictions. Chains broken, prisons opened, encounters that changed lives. If that is your case, please step forward and let's see what happened to you. While we remain standing, the rest of us will go ahead. Because of time, we are going to take one or two prayer points. In Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21, those who are coming, please step forward here. If God did something in your life just now, a pain left you, a burden left you, a weight left you, God gave you an encounter, open your eyes, something happened to you just now. Let us know what it is, and then we'll take that very sharply. Proverbs 19:21, it said, there are many devices in a man's heart, nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. You are going to pray this prayer after me and say, Father,
Father,
we ask.
We ask.
Say it louder. Say, Father,
Father,
we ask that your will, plan, and purpose will prosper, and prevail in Nigeria in this season against all odds. Father, let your counsel stand for our nation. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say it again. Say, Father,
we ask
that your will, your plan, and your purpose will prosper and prevail in Nigeria in this season against all odds. Let your counsel stand for our nation. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Pray it, establish it. Yes, Father, we ask that your will, your plan, and your purpose will prosper and prevail in Nigeria in this season against all odds. Let your counsel stand for our nation, Lord. Father, we ask that your will, your plan, and your purpose will prosper and prevail in Nigeria against all odds, against all odds, against all odds, all odds. In Jesus' precious name. Job chapter 5, verse 12, all the way to verse 14. Everybody read it with me. 1, 2, go. Disappointed the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the froward is carried headlong. They meet with darkness in the daytime, and they grope in the noonday as in the night. That shall be the portion of the wicked in our nation. In the name of Jesus. Say after me, say, Father,
we ask
that you will cause the evil calculation, orchestration, and manipulation of the wicked to perpetuate the rule of evil in Nigeria to be frustrated, aborted, and defeated in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know the meaning of this prayer? Evil people want to remain in power. It's a matter of exchanging one evil man for another one. Exchange one evil for another, and it will never happen. It will never happen. Evil, expired evil people that have nothing to offer but bloodshed and destruction, offering themselves, presenting themselves. The same category of people that advertise this current dispensation and push them forward to cause damage and disaster for this nation. The same set of people, having ruined the nation to this level, want to step in and continue from where the former disaster stopped. It will never happen. Lift your voice and say, Father,
we ask
that you will cause the evil calculations, orchestrations, and manipulations of the wicked to perpetuate the rule of evil in Nigeria. Let it be aborted, frustrated, aborted, and defeated in the name of Jesus. Say it, Father,
we ask
that you will cause the evil calculations, orchestrations, and manipulations of the wicked to perpetuate the rule of evil in Nigeria to be frustrated, to be aborted, to be defeated in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Father, we ask that you will cause the evil calculations, evil orchestrations, evil manipulation of the wicked to perpetuate the rule of evil in Nigeria. Cause it to be frustrated. Cause it to be aborted. Cause it to be defeated in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, cause it to be aborted. Cause it to be defeated. Cause it to be frustrated. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and give him the praise. You believe the Lord has answered our prayers. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. And be seated in the presence of the Lord. Father, thank you for answering us. In Jesus' name, yes.
This is Brad Magnus. He said, for the past 1 week, he has felt this excruciating pain on his shoulder bone. But at a shout of I received, he said that affliction took off. And
give the Lord a praise. It will never return back. God bless you. Yes. Next.
Our sister also said, for the past 3 months, she has felt this demonic presence around her. And whenever she turns, she sees nobody. But at the shout of touch, she said she saw a naked woman run out of her, walked out of her, shouting fire.
Somebody say, every stranger in my life, you are released now. Oh, you stranger, you are on your way out. In the name of Jesus, on your marks, get set, shout, get out! Every stranger in my life, your tenure expires, out in Jesus' name. Congratulations.
Sir, Sister Abigail was about 8-9 years old when she was afflicted with measles and her left ear got blocked. Sir, that was about 12 years ago. Now, the ear just popped open.
Left ear got deafened by measles.
By measles.
And now the ear is open.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations. Come forward here. This left ear. Close. Just like that. The left ear wasn't mentioned. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Say it, amen.
Yes.
Anything I say, say amen. Yes. Anything I say, say it. Say amen. Amen. Open.
Our sister said, in her lineage, she used the word generation. When they give birth to any child, the child dies instantly. So they now consulted an oracle. And the oracle asked them, take between children and money. They said, no, children. So their children began to leave. But nothing financially happens to them. She's a farmer. Her husband is a farmer. But as you say, we should place our hand on our heads and say, touch. The ground opened and a clay pot came out with money. Burst open and money flew out. And she knows her family has been delivered.
Everywhere the devil has tied your resources. Are you ready for this? I declare they are released now. You say what I said to one, I said to all. Go and receive your monies back. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Yes.
Sister Hawa came in, flew in from Maiduguri to attend this service. She said for over 2 months she's been afflicted with pains, weaknesses, and serious kind of satanic attack. She said all those conditions defy medical attention. She flew to Spain because of those attacks and sicknesses, but she couldn't get her healing. But while this service was going on, the power of God came upon her. All the pains, associated affliction, and every demonic attack on her body is gone, and she's here to give God the praise.
Congratulations. All the way to Spain she went, but the pain remained.
Yes, sir.
And now, Jesus healed in this house. Whatever have defied medications or defied solution elsewhere, I declare today on this Mount Zion, it is healed. Be free.
Yes, sir. Miss Winnie said, ever since she was born, she has never experienced joy in her own life. Even as we speak, she has never been married. It has been bad luck everywhere. She said at the shout of touch, she saw a skeleton jumped out of her. And she believes that her deliverance has come.
Somebody place your hand on yourself and say, every stranger in my life, in the name of Jesus, your tenure expired. On your marks, get set, shout, get out!
And Sister Franca said yesterday she was trying to use an axe to work on the firewood and a piece hit her on the left side of the eyes. And since that yesterday she has been in pain, she came into the service with that pain. At the shout of touch, the tears that has been dropping from that eye stopped and she can see clearly now.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
So our brother came into church, he said, in the past 2 months, if he stands, he cannot have any feeling on the two legs. As if it was going paralyzed. But now, when he came to the church after that shout of touch, that feeling was restored. Now he can feel his limb.
Give the Lord the praise. You are free in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for all these testifiers. We ask that their testimonies be permanent in Jesus' name. Going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. Take that song and let some satanic kingdoms be torn down just now.
Going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. We're going. Yeah, we're going up. We're going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down.
While that song is going on, where you are today, you're in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You cannot tear the devil's kingdom down if you belong to that same kingdom. You want your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want today to mark a new day for you. Pick your Bibles and your bags and rush to the front quickly. And don't be the last to come, be the first to come. While the song is going on, I'll count up to 7 for you. And I'd like you to run forward here and make your ways right with Jesus. Let's go.
Going up to the one. High places.
God bless you.
Going up
come with
to
your
the
Bibles, your bags.
We're going up to the
two.
High places. And tear the devil's kingdom down.
We let's go
up.
Everybody say, one addiction or the other, a lifestyle that you don't like, smoking, drinking, gambling, fraud, masturbation, like that man testified, before you will go for a major breakthrough, you will masturbate the day before and everything will spoil. You are bound with anything that is overpowering your life and you can't do without, and you want the yoke broken so that you can be free to serve God and also free to enter heaven at the end of your journey. Pick up your Bibles and bags and run forward. I'll give you another count of 7. You want a bondage broken. You have come out like this before, but you want to rededicate your life to Christ. Quickly come forward.
His report says I am free. His report says
one.
I am free. His report
two.
Says I am free.
Three.
His report says we to free. We go
to the heart.
We go
three.
Out.
It's 4-5.
Going up
to high to tear the devil's kingdom down. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Place your hand on your chest. Those of you in the front, please, church people, take your seat. Place your hand on your chest and pray after me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken of your life. Grace to live for God be released upon you. And I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.